VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Egypt's president announced Sunday his country has proposed a two-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, during which four hostages held in Gaza would be freed. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, speaking in Cairo, said the proposal also included the release of some Palestinian prisoners and the delivery of humanitarian aid to the besieged Gaza Strip. Egypt has been a key mediator along with Qatar and the United States. This is the first time Egypt's president has publicly proposed such a plan. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel is bracing for a possible Iranian response to its strikes early Saturday on Iran. Israel said the strikes were precise and targeted and focused on military targets in several areas in Iran. Iranian media reported four soldiers were killed. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli officials say the bombing attack against Iran, which reportedly used more than 100 aircraft and hit 20 military targets in Iran, was successful. They say the operation was a rejoinder to Iran's ballistic missile attack against Israel 3 weeks ago. Daniel Hagari is the Israeli army spokesman.
We targeted Iran's surface-to-air missile arrays, an Iranian area of capabilities that were intended to restrict Israel's aerial freedom of operation in Iran.
Israel is braced for a response from Iran, but some analysts say Iran is likely not to respond. Shlomo Shapiro is an intelligence expert at Bar-Ilan University.
That may drive Israel to an even harsher response, and that could escalate into a regional conflagration.
Israel says it hopes that the series of strikes will end the tit-for-tat exchange with Iran. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. U.S. presidential election voters are choosing between two conflicting visions offered by Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, and voting ends in 8 days. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
This election is a choice between whether we will have 4 more years of gross incompetence and failure.
I do believe Donald Trump to be an unserious man, but this consequences of him ever being president again are brutally serious.
Harris pledging middle-class tax cuts, increases on the wealthy and corporations, restoration of abortion rights, aggressively addressing climate change, and a commitment to uphold democratic values and the rule of law. Trump pledging mass deportation of migrants in the country illegally, extending and expanding his 2017 tax cuts, increasing tariffs, supporting fossil fuels, and concentrating more government power within the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
Public broadcaster NHK reported Sunday Japan's ruling coalition is set to lose its parliamentary majority. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
The projection raises uncertainty over the next government's makeup in the world's fourth largest economy. It comes as voters punish Prime Minister Shigeru Ishibe's Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP, over a funding scandal and inflation. The LDP and its junior coalition partner Kometo won 192 seats, NHK reported. That's far short of the 233 seats needed for a majority. The main opposition, Constitutional Democratic Party of Japan, gained 135 seats, a jump from its previously held 98. Prime Minister Ishibe called the snap election right after being picked to head the party last month in hope to win a public mandate for his premiership. His predecessor, Fumio Kishida, quit over a scandal involving unrecorded donations to lawmakers, as anger also grew over a cost-of-living crunch. The election outcome is likely to force parties into fractious power-sharing deals to rule.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. Georgia's president said Sunday she doesn't recognize the results of this weekend's parliamentary vote, which election officials say was won by the ruling party. President Salome Zurabishvili said the country fell victim to a Russian special operation aimed at moving it off a path toward Europe. She urged Georgians to rally Monday night on Tbilisi's main street to protest. European electoral observers said Sunday the election took place in a divisive environment marked by intimidation and instances of physical violence. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.